I wrote Hike to the Black Madonna over a decade after moving back to the United States from Turkey. As you might expect, living in Turkey for 2 years generated a lot of writing. My first full-length book of poetry, Postcard on Parchment, contains only poems inspired by my experiences there. The trip to Trabzon, the setting for Hike to the Black Madonna, is also the setting for a poem titled Phantom. Yet after completing Postcard on Parchment, I found my thoughts returning to that trip in Trabzon. I turned to reading about the Sumela Monastery, and the reflection that research generated sparked the early drafts of this piece. Writing the memoir version of Phantom enabled me to think in more complicated ways about how the events of this trip shaped my life, which ultimately enriched its meaning. I'll read the first section. Hike to the Black Madonna. The aching muscles of my calves began to tremble just as the forest broke away. A white river threaded the valley floor far below. I turned to the right, and above the tips of pine emerged the Sumela Monastery. This windowed building of 6 stories, seamlessly carved out of sheer rock, opened to the sky, its arched doorways shrouded in cloud I had perceived as mist from far below. In 1930, a fire gutted the library, guest rooms, courtyards, church, and monk housing. It was only 7 years after the new Turkish government relocated local Orthodox Greeks to Greece. Among the skeletal wall remains, 1,200 meters above sea level, tourists appeared and disappeared. Secured to their heads were hard hats the color of lemons, an illusion of safety amid falling rock and slippery walkways. The clash of the mountain panorama and cliffside building amplified as I walked among the monastery's dissolving walls. Graffiti-carved names, Nurten, Yavir, Nebele, looked like words of prayer. On the interiors of some walls, sun and wind peeled the paint off frescoes even as I studied them. Cut-out sections revealed layers of plaster over rough stone. Vandals gouged out saints' eyes on paintings within arm's reach. In one, too high for violence, the hand of Jesus compelled Lazarus's body from an open tomb. And was this Mary, head halo-wrapped, body cloaked in red? At her center, the infant Jesus holding his arms out in blessing. The walls of my childhood church seemed to rise up, and I felt awe just as I did praying before the 4th station of the cross, the priest's words, Jesus meets his mother, in my ears. I stood within these stories overwhelmed by an interior of debris. Desire, conception, death, and resurrection held together in stone, even as that stone decayed. How was I to know that the icon, the Black Madonna, serene in her wall niche, was missing? Mary and I gazed at each other with serious eyes, and I searched through a jumble of stories, time and space blurring, a choice to look for the woman inside.